10th Shir Nivamos continued, Devolf Tishrei Heitov Shir Lamed Vav, September 11th, 1975.
So obviously it must be the gift prior to the Kedushin. So it wasn't Lishem Kedushin. Wasn't Lishem Kedushin. But, so we should say, we don't have to worry less that this Chosen, so this Mishudach, is conforms to the custom of the Mi. I could say that. Komash Milon, that we have to be Cheshesh, maybe this Chosen wants to conform to the custom of the Miut Hasanim. And the custom of the Miut Hasanim is, the custom of the Miut Hasanim is, Mikachev Hoda Misavle. So maybe this gift, that's Mitzvah Gush. And where will be the Savlonis? So subsequent to the Gushin, that will come later, it'll come maybe a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later. That'll come. So Komashmilon the Khaishinom in Utah, Utahmi Kudeshis. So yeah, Khaishish. So that's a big Kiddush. So the question is, why are we Khaishish to Mute? After all, we go Basaro. So Tesis says, Vahashti Miche, the Khaishinom in Utah, Mishimchina de Shishish. So then, Hishenim here also says, V'chim Kosov HaRosh, the Ashkechon, the same thing that it is, as Hishenim says in the Vomis, the Ashkechon, the Chayshino Mimiut Mishim Chema De Shishis, Gabi Mayim Shein Lem Soch. Tesis Hishenim V'chim Kosov HaRosh. So again here, so Tesis mentions Rav Nechananos Kirse, but Tesis explains it, why is Komashmul on the Chayshino Mimute, and we are Chayshish, lest the Chosn, he conforms to the meaning of the miut of Mikache Voda Misavle Midrabona. But Midraise, we don't have to be Chishish. That's thesis. Now Rabbi Hananel has another girse, but Rabbi Hananel doesn't say what's the pshat of that girse. Now the Ramban in Gedushin, he accepts Rabbi Hananel's girse, but whereas thesis explains Rabbi Hananel's girse on the basis of the Rabbonon, that with Rabbonon we are Cheshish. Lemiut, we don't rely. With Rabbonon, we don't rely on Rov. In regard to the Yisar Cheshish, the Ramban accepts the Rabbi Nachmanel's Girse, but he explains it on the basis of the Reis. Chidushi Ramban and Gdushin, and the time. The Ask, the Ask Rapope, the Ask of the Mikachev or the Misav of Hashim. Vakshino Mikachev or the Misav of Pshite. Loi Tzirich Adagubi Mikachev or the Misav, Muti Misav of Mikachev. So, Teime. So, I mean, how can we be Cheshish Lemiute? How can there be Zalkadaitoch to be Cheshish Lemiute? Be Rabbi Nechananel, Rabbi Yitzchok, זאל גרסים שניהם לא יצריכה דמיוטה מקשה ועוד המסעד והוא במסעד לעוד המקשה מה לתאים אלוהי נכש למיוטה קומש so this was explains it on the base of the Rabbon but the Ramban says something else the time of the meal say משום דהי רוב לאפקי רוב גומר שאין נחיו ואם רוצה אין נהגים כן ואין נדעים למה שאומרו רב נושא מסעד רסביל דייס ומיוט מפילס שהוא רב של חיו וטבע אבל רב מנהג פעמי שאודום נהיג במינג המיעוט הויל והויל ויעשו עוד איש אישיש חושי שלו מיעוט זה והוא יודע שאף על פי שאומרו so he uses the lotion חושי שלו but the Shef Shmaitze says that the Ramban doesn't mean מדרבן because in as much and it's מסתבר like the Shef Shmaitze because if the Ramban had meant חושי שלו by the expression Choshishu, he meant with Rabbanon. Why does he emphasize Minek? Let him mention any Rov, because Mayim Shein Lemso is not a Rov Atolo B'Minek, that's Rov Atolo B'Teva, and still Oya Cheshish. So it's a Raya, that Ramban, he uses the Rosh Choshishu, in other words, the Chachomim passed, not the Chachomim made a Takone. But it's Midrais. Why Midrais? So the Shef Shmaitze mentions Teisves in Sanhedrin Dav Gimel. Now the Gemara asks the Kashe, how do we know that we go Bosarov by Dinamomnes? In other words, if two of the best Dinamomnes require Gimel, suppose two say Chayv, two members of the best say Chayv, and one says poter, so the halacha is ischai. How do we know it goes along? So by nifoshes, there is exas akosel achirav lahatis. But that exas akosel from achirav lahatis is mentioned in mishpatim in connection with nifoshes. How do we know it got in the momentes also? So the Gemara says kalachim. If gabin nifoshes, we go. So the moment is certain. So Teisa says the kashe, but we see that there is a distinction between the nefoshes and the momenes. Gabed in nefoshes, we go basaro. For example, if somebody is mikabel kedushin for bitik tam, and then another person is boleo, so is chayev mis. If he's bas gimel v'yemecht, but maybe there is a possibility that this ktano who is mikudeshes, who is a nisishish, will turn out when she grows up to be an islandess, so to be kushetoyes, so she's not a nisishish, because riv noshim love islandess. So we rely on rov noshim love islandess, even when we got to nifoshes and we got the momenes. So Shmuel says in heilchem imomen acharot. So the same kasha is raised by Teisves in Mubakame and by Teisves in Sanhedrin Dav Gimel. So Teisves Mubakame gives one teretz, but Teisves in Sanhedrin Dav Gimel gives the teretz that Enoch Name, the Nemomenes could not be more chomor than Nefoshes. Teisves in Mubakame gives the teretz, which is a little strange, that the Momen is more chomor than Nefoshes, because you have to be made to Milamotek, that's very strange. How could it be more chomor than Nefoshes? But Teisves in Sanhedrin says that that's inconceivable, that Momin should be more chomor than Nefoshes. So any rov that is effective in Nefoshes is certainly effective in the Momins. So that, but there are two types of rov, he says. Which kind of rov is effective in Nefoshes, like Riv Noshim in an islands? That's effective in Nefoshes, it's certainly effective in the Momins. But Ligabi, which rov does Shmuel say in Hilchim Momin Acharov? Rube Dizad Milarad. So the question is it a mekhtoyes or is not a mekhtoyes? If it was sold for the purpose of harisho, of plowing with axe, so then it's a mekhtoyes. A going axe cannot be used for harisho. But if it was sold and bought for shchite, so what does he care? Let it be a going axe. For shchite, it's alright. So Shmuel says, in hilchim b'momen. In hilchim b'momen acharo, in hilchim b'momen acharo. So that kind of a rov, so he is not effective in the momenes, and in the foshes, it's not effective either. So the Shef Shmaitz explains it. He says that's the pshat in the Ramban. There are two kinds of rov. There is a rov hatolu b'teva, like riv noshim in the islandes. So that rov is effective even in the foshes, and certainly in the momenes. And then there is a rov hatolu b'minik. So rov atol minek, that's a weak rov. I mean, it's not as strong as a rov atol b'teva, because rov atol b'teva is a very strong rov. But rov atol b'minek, so a person is not bound by the minhagim of rov people. Maybe he doesn't want to conform to the conventions of the people. But in isurim, it is effective. But in the roman, it's not, and in the foshes, certainly not. So in other words, the rov atolu, if a certain rov is effective in the foshes, it's certainly effective in the momenes. But the rov of zabnil radye is not effective in the foshes. And Shmuel says, even the momenes is not effective. So the pshat is, as the Shef Shmaitz points out, because rov can be effective with Tiras Biru, and Rov can be effective with Tiras Din, not with Tiras Biru. So, if it is a Rov Atolu B'teva, then it's effective with Tiras Biru. So, Mele, if it's a Biru, so it's effective in the Foshes, it's effective in the Momenes, it's effective all over. But, by Isurim, even a Rov Atolu B'minek is effective. Because with Tiras Din, not with Tiras Biru. But, in order to be done, a person ain't done in Misafik. In ancient misafik, you cannot be made simomim misafik. So, but if it's a rov hatolu b'teva, so then it's not misafik. But rov hatolu b'minek, so by isurim it's effective b'teras isa, b'teras din. Mashein kein by momim you cannot be made, and by nefoshes you cannot be made. Now there is a machlekes reshenim. whether, let's say, an Eidus that is effective in the Nemamnes and not effective in the Foshes, whether it's effective in Gittin Ugdush. Whether it's effective in Gittin Ugdush. By Dovah Shebe'al. So that's, let's say Eidus Miyachedes. So Eidus Miyachedes, we paskin, is effective in the Nemamnes, but it's not effective in the Foshes. How about Gittin Ugdush? So there is a Machlikes Rishen. There is a Machlikes, the Rashbon, Muti Yisef on that point. Teis Veshite in Makis, at the end of the first Perik in Makis, is that Gittin Ugdush in Dovah Shebe'al. Dovah Shebe'al have a din of Nefoshes. And let's say, and the Gabi, all the dinim that are all right in the Nemomenes, but not in the Foshes, so by Dovah Shebe'al it's not effective. That stays with Shiva. That stays with Shiva. In Makis. Many Rishenim agree with that Shiva. So Mimele, that means that Dovah Shebe'al has a din of the Foshes. Now, so if we say that let's say the Dovah Shebe'al has a din of Nefoshes, and by Nefoshes, so Rova Tolo B'Mineik is not effective. So Mimele by Dovah Shebe'al it's not effective either by Dovah Shebe'al. This is the Pshat that the Shemaitze mentions in the Ramban in Dush. He says, V'tayim the mitz, ma'uri temelu neichesh l'miyute, komash milo. That we have to be cheshish for the mute mitache of Adam Isavre, and she requires again midrashim. We have to be cheshish, but we go basarov. The answer is we go basarov. Even Dovah Shebe'al, even the foshes in Momenes in Dovah Shebe'al, but if it's a rov atol b'teva, but this kind of a rov that so it can be mitiras biru, but rov atol b'minig is by surim it's effective, not mitiras biru, but mitiras din. But by Dovah Shebe'al we require a bill. So Mimele, the time in the milsem shim the high rov lafkir of gomor shein echiyuv v'imrotzo in enei agin kein v'nidim l'masho amur rev noshim isav l'viril deis umiyut matpileish shu rov shal chiyuv v'teva al rov minek pomim shodam neik b'minek amiyut hoil b'yisur adei shishish. So it doesn't mean that shishish, it means Dovah Shebe'al. So choshishu. And according to the Shev Shmaitz's Pshat, it means Midraise Choshishu. The Chachomi Hu Acheshish. Because since it's a Rov Atolo B'Minek, so it's no Biro. But by Yisurim, by Yisav Heter, in all other Yisav Heter, let's say, like, Yisav Nevele or Trefe, so even though it's not a Biro, we rely on Rov B'Tiras Din. Masha'in ki Badova Sheve'avo, not. And Yisav V'Shesach is also a Dova Sheve'avo. So Mimele, the Pshat in the Ramban in Yivomes is in line with the Pshat in the Ramban in Gdush. So this is what Rad Ramban means. The Rav Netam Zal, Kosa Bisivra Yosha, Aval Pishi Moyo Mak Piti Yitzibel Yet, Mishim Mekach Toyes, Kolz Man Shal Hikab Om Yomov, Loi Marzikino Rebi Mak, V'yev Shal Gabi Yisure. It means this kind of Yisrael. Dove Shebe Avo, Chosh Yishu, Shemol Yak Piti Ufiho Chasur Lo Ochi, Tzvei Kederais. Because by Dove Shebe Avo, we need a Biro. And a rov that is tolo b'minek. Now this too, whether it's makpid an ailes, not makpid an ailes, that's like rov atolo b'minek. So mimele, so we have to be chesh. Avli ksube in laklo. Avli ksube in laklo. So that's the pshat in the Rambam. Now, all right. Now just the one more thesis. V'yato yochaleima b'chameisi shemia. Because if she's a chameisei, that means she's a madalo. So she gave birth to a child. So she's a gdelo already. Bonim arem kisimoni, or bonim adivim kisimoni, whatever it is. So she's a gdelo already. So she couldn't be mimayenes. Who could be mimayenes? Only iktam. So a mother-in-law could not, we couldn't visualize a mother-in-law should be mimayenes. Vim tema mi mishkaches lo mi um bi dushe toyes di tonen vera bi shmoel afu no mukaf al seifo mi maenes vi lachas lo mi maenes vi lachas lo. So the halacha is that Rabbi Shmuel says that even no mukaf al seifo bak dushe toyes, so even if she has a child on her shoulders, so she still can be mine by dushe toyes. If let's say it is established that there was a toyes in the Gush. V'tiretz rivon di masnis naira bekapus. The Mishneh doesn't deal with miun machmas, the element of toyes. But the Mishnah only has reference to Imiun on the basis of Kedushik Tam. Kedushik Tam. Veidemeri, the Kedushik Toy is Motzele Meimah, the Afil Miun in Yitzrich. But the Motzele Mishnah Biseipe, Kol Shilichayu Imon. In other words, you see, when Rabbi Shmuel says, Afil Pno Mulkaf Al Tsefo, so Meimah Enes Vilechas Lo. So there, even Miun is not required. You see, when is Miun required and without Miun? Miun means a declaration by the Ktavo, a Nireitze B'Toyim. So that's like an anode. If, in other words, if the Kedushin were valid only with Rabbonon, let's say she had no father, and she became Mikudeshe, so the Kedushin was Chal only with Rabbonon. So if she, later on, she decides to annul the Kedushin, so that has retroactive effect. All she has to do is to say, "Bifnishnayim or bifnishleishom, in the reitze beplainly, I don't want this person." That's all. She doesn't even have to give a reason as to why she doesn't want it. So that annuls the kedushin retroactively. Oh, so there, miun is required. Masheinkein, where the kedushin was grounded in a toes, in mistake. So then, even miun is not required. It's null and void by itself, without a ma'aseh miun, without a declaration b'fnei shleisha or b'fnei shnayim in a reitze b'plein. So why does Rabbi Shmuel say by kedushin tois ma'enes? So avdafke, she doesn't even have to make a declaration of in a reitze. Umamenes Rabbi Shmuel avdafke dafur mi ano labishti v'me'avli tzoroso muteres. But here we say that that's only in case of the miun of kedushik tano, where it's in Rabbonon. But where there was an element of toyes in the kedushin, so then even if she did, wasn't mimayin, so the tzoroso is misyabenis. Even if the elbow wasn't mimayin, so the tzoroso is misyabenis. Alright. Miu. So Teisa says that Rabbi Shmuel has reference only to Kedushik Toyes, not to Kedushik Tam. So Teisa says no. From the Gemara in Nidei it's Muchach that Rabbi Shmuel has reference not only to Kedushik Toyes. Of course he has reference to Kedushik Toyes also, but he has reference to two things: to Kedushik Toyes and to Kedushik Tam. Miu befilik bosim and mashu to shikta katnes dalayim. Rabbi Shmuel gam pitish Rabbi Shmuel shebosom imoyim bisamedresh. Upno muka val tseifo. Veropso prio bisamedresh. Veomru dovo shomar isi tzadi ki koshu bisarei. Vinimnu vigomru contrary to Rabbi Shmuel's. So even though the depending question was in connection with the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel, but the Chachomim were machriya de halocha not in accordance with the view of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, the Mishnah there in Nida mentions in machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda say that miu, in other words, if the Kedushin took place in Ektana, and then Kedushin Rabbonon, and then she wants to be Mimayin, so the Tanakame, the Rabbonon, the Mishnah in Nida say that she can only be Mimayim before she produces Shtei Sairas. But if she already produced Shtei Sairas, even though there was no new Kedushin, no Bia by the Baal, after she produced the Shtei Sairas, because if there was a new Bia, so then we can say that the Bia was a new Kedushin Bia. So Kedushin Raise. But even if, the Tanakhama says, that even if there was no Baal after she became a Deva, but the moment she produced this iris, she cannot be Mimai. That was the Takonas Chachom. That the same Kedushin, the Rabbonon, the moment she becomes a Deilo, becomes converted into a Kedushin that cannot be revoked, cannot be annulled. Until she becomes a Deilo, so the Kedushin can be revoked, can be annulled by her making a declaration. But the moment she produces this iris, even though it's not Boleo, so the same Kedushin becomes converted into unrevocable Kedushin. Until she becomes a Deilo, it's revocable. She can be Mayan and annul the Kedushin. But the moment she becomes a day law without Baal law, so it becomes unrevoked. That's the Rabbah. The Rabbi says, Mimaneses Mimanes Vileches Achiyir Be'ashocha Alom. Shocha Alom means that the Shtisayres, because in order to become a day law, so even if the Shtisayres are very short, so she's a day law. But in order that she shouldn't be able to be Ma'enes, only if it's Ribu Shocher Al Kavlovim, that means, the Gemara explains that it means that the Shtei Sayres should be Aruches. But it's just Shtei Sayres, if the Shtei Sayres are not Aruches, so then she can still be Ma'enes. She can still be Ma'enes. If he wasn't born. So then the Gemara says, and Rabbi Shmuel says that even if it's no Murkaf al Kseifo, that means even if it's no Murkaf al Kseifo, she can be Mimayin. She can be Mimayin. So he says, Mil Bifiri Gosime Mashmal Bishit Katnes Namayin. So when she came to be Mimayin. And the Shaila arose, can the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel be Mimayin? And there it was a case, and it appears that it was a case that the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel herself was Mikudeshes Dushin the Rabbonon. And then, after she became Mikdeilo, and after she had a child, she decided to annul the marriage, to annul the Gdushin. And the Shaila arose in the Bismedresh whether she can annul the Gdushin. Because according to the Rabbonon, she couldn't. She can only annul the Gdushin before she becomes a Gdeilo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she couldn't either. Only until it's Mar B'shoch al Gavolom. But she was beyond that stage. She already had a child. So, and still she decided to be Mimayin. So the Chachomim paskin, she cannot be Mimayin. And the Chachomim cried, because they had to paskin in connection with Rabbi Shmuel's daughter, contrary to the view of her father. So they cried. But they had to paskin that way, because that was their view. So, and since she was long beyond that stage, she already had a child, so in other words, her mi was in effect. So in connection with that machlekes in the Mishneh, until when can Iktano be Mimayin and the Kedushin Rabbanon, whether until she produces the Sirus or until it's Mar B'shoch al Gavolom or any time, even if she has a child, I'll say for. So they say Achitom Shtei Sirus. So they mentioned Yikoshel Bizarre. So that means that according to Rabbi Yishmael, she would be able to be Mimayinis, even though she has a child. And there it was a case of Dushikakus. So we see that Rabbi Shmuel mentioned this aloche even in connection with Dushiktan, not only in connection with Dushik Toys. Rabbi Shmuel mentions this aloche in respect to two situations. One situation is Dushik Toys, and one situation is Dushiktan. So we see that Rabbi Shmuel, so at first they said, Vele Mary, the big Dushetois was the name of the Alfil Munin. So Mele and Mamenes Rabbi Shmuel Avdavke, Dafil Loimion of Avishtei. But that we could say only in connection with Dushetois, but in connection with Dushetano, we couldn't say that Afil Munin is Rich. So Mele, and since Rabbi Shmuel applies his aloha even to Dushetano, so we have to say that when Rabbi Shmuel mentions Mimaenes, so Miun is Rich. Vis-a-vis Tano, certainly Miun is Rich. So the question arises, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how does the Mishnah say Loimotzinu Chameisim Ma'enes? It's impossible to visualize an ervo, a mother-in-law, that should be Mimayin, because if she's a mother-in-law, so she already has a child, she already, some time ago she had a daughter, already. So she couldn't be Mimayin anymore. But that's what the Mishnah says. But Rabbi Shmuel says that even vis-a-vis Dushiktano, so Miun is effective. Even while she's a Gdeilo, even if she already has a child. So how could the Mishnah say we matzino chameis in mayanes? According to Rabbi Shmuel, so matzino chameis in mayanes, even in regard to Dushiktano. So Teisa says in Achanam. But this Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Shmuel. After all, we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, and we only Rabbi Shmuel holds that Iktano who was miskadeshes midrabonon al the imo biochion. So Rabbi Shmuel says that even many years after she becomes a Gdeilo, she could be Mimai. And even after being. So, that's Rabbi Shmuel said like that. But we pass like the Tanakhama in the Mishnah in the day. That the moment she produces the Sires, she couldn't be Mimai anymore. So this Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbon, not in accordance with Rabbi Shmuel. That the Mishnah, this Mishnah doesn't mention something that is controversial, but the Mishnah does mention something that is controversial. It mentions that by Chameisei it's impossible to visualize Miun, but according to Rabbi Shmuel it's possible. The answer is, when the Gemara says Buktel Kamayre, that's in connection with the minion of the Zvob. The question is, why doesn't the Mishnah mention a 16th Elvo, Imei? But that couldn't accord with Altanoim. So in regard to the minyan, is Bifluk to Kamayre. But the other aloches that I mentioned can be Bifluk.
The 11th Shir in Yevamos, Yud Aleph Tishrei Hei Tov Shin Lamed Vav, September
16, 1975. So we learn it out from Achis Yishok on the Pasik Yishol Achis Yishol Yisikach Yitzchir L'dalis Avot Zoronau V'chayeho. So listen Achis Yishol B'reish. So then the Mishnah should mention the Elv of Achis Yishol. This is the source for all Arayis. So that should be mentioned first. How is it that Bitei is mentioned first. There's a machleket between Rabbanan and Reb Shimon whether skilo is the most serious mise or sreif. So the Rabbanan says skilo is the most chmuro, and then comes sreif. And Reb Shimon says that the most chmuro mise of all Mrs. Besden is sreif. So this Mishnah also, if you are going to say that this Mishnah calls it Reb Shimon, so by Bitei there is. By Kalosei, there are two arayas that involve Mrs. Best. Most of the arayas mentioned here of the 15, so Achayovich Rises, not Chayov Mrs. Best, but there are several Mrs. Best. In Chameisei, Im Chameisei, Im Chomo, will count it as one. And then Bitei, Baz Bitei, Bazne. So by Chameisei and Bitei there is Reif, and then Kalosei there is Skill, and the other Arayas, so there is Kos. So if we say that Chumre Chumre Nokat, and the Mishnah accords with Reb Shimon that Reif is the most Chmura Mise, so that's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why he mentions Bitei first, not Kalosei. Kalosei is Skile, but Bitei is Sreife, and Sreife is more Chomor according to Rav Shimon than Skile. So if you are going to say V'chitei mitanechum rechum enoka V'Rav Shimon lo basreife chmuro Yoche leisne chameisei bereishe Yoche leisne chameisei bereishe. But Chameisei there is also Sreife, and in connection with Chameisei the Torah spells out Sreife. Beishi, sorry. So let him mention Chameisei. In Gdeishim, so the Torah says, V'yish asha yikach es isho v'esimo, zimoi, Boish Yisrefu Eisoi Ve'esen V'lisiyah Zimo B'seichachem. So by Bite Yisrefu is not mentioned. Not only Sreife is not mentioned explicitly, even the Yisr of Bite is not mentioned explicitly. We have to learn it out from Exereshove of Heino Heino Zimo Zimo. But Gabi Chamei say, so the Yisr is spelled out explicitly by the Torah, and the Chiyuv Sreife is spelled out explicitly. So Monefshech, if this Tane accords with Reb Shimon, that Sreife is Chmuro, so let him mention as the first one in the list. Chamei say there, so Sreife is spelled out. Yochal is the Chamei, Sreife, Vika Sreife, Chamei, Sixir. Wait. All right. Bosa Chamei say, Leis Nekalose, the Bosa Sreife, Skila Chmuro. So how is it that Kalose is mentioned towards the end? Elo. So the reason is why the Tanna mentions Bite at the beginning of the list, Kim the Asya Mitroshech Vivelei. So what are you going to say? Bite Kim the Asya Mitroshech Vivelei. Because the Yisr of Bite is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. And certainly not the Enesh is mentioned. But we learn it out through Exereshov of Heino Heino Zimo Zimo. So if you are going to say the reason as to why Bite is mentioned at the beginning of the list, because this is deduced, so that's Mochovi, so Kulanam Midroshos, because the whole Aloche that Tzora Servo is Asuro is spelled out by the Torah in connection with Achisish. It's not mentioned in connection with the other Arayas. So we learn how the other Arayas from Achis Isho. So, but all the other Arayas, so the Tzora of the other Arayas, so Isoser is also Tzoret Rosh. So the Gemara says, Neidil you give Masi Mitroshe, Iker Isuraye Behed Yeksivu. Bite, Iker Isura Mitroshe. So too, insofar as the Aloha is Tzora Seobo is concerned. So it's spelled out by the Torah in connection with Achis Isho and in connection with the others. So we learn it out from Achis Isho, but the Etzem Yisr of the other Arayas. So that is spelled out. Masheim King Babite. So the Etzem Yisr of Bite is deduced through it Rosh. So that is Mochovi. So what's the Rosh? Bite yikar isura midroshe doma rove yoma li ravitza brav dime asye heino heino asye zima zim. So in other words, because in Achimeis that was in the tree yesterday, so we have elvas baz bincho oi baz bitcho loi sigale elvason ki elvos chohem ki elvos chohem. So baz noi and baz bite. And that means even bas noi and bas bite mianusose, because here ishes is not mentioned. So the Torah spells out the iser elvo of bas noi and bas bite. Even bas noi al de anusose or bas bite al de anusose, not mi ishte who is married to him. So that spelled out. Then. The Torah mentions Elvas Isho Vito, that's Basishte, Luisigali, as Bas Noves, Bas Bito, Luisikahli Gali Salvos, Sharo Heino Zimoi. So here, in connection with the love of Bas Bincho and Bas Bitro, so Heino is mentioned, in connection with the love of Isho Bito and Bas No, and Bas Bito, Heino is mentioned. Heino's. So, Shara Heino Zimoi. Now, insofar as Bas Bito, as Bas Bito or Bas Noi is concerned, so then it's spelled out by the Torah that even Bas Bito and Bas Noi are the Znus, not are the Ishes. Me'amusose, me'amfotose. So is Asur, is an Elb. Because it says, Elvas Bas Bincho, Bas Bito, Isigala, Vasot, Kavosrei. Now, Ligabe, but that's only mentioned in connection with Bas Noya Bas Bite, nothing in connection with Bite, that Al De Anusose is Aso. But in connection Al De Anusose, so then the Torah made that is included with the Nisho Bito, if she is his daughter, through his wife, who is married to him. So it's Nichlal in Nisho Bito, because she's not Guo. Than the daughter that his wife had for another husband. So, and this is not an union of Kawachimel that we should say in Mazirim Adin, in Enshim Adin. This is plain logic. I mean, if the Torah says, Elvas Isho Bitolisikal, so that we're not allowed to marry the daughter of your wife, even if she's not your own daughter. She is the daughter of your wife, because your wife had it through a previous marriage. So the daughter of your wife to whom you are married, so is an heir to you. So suppose that she is the daughter of your wife and your own daughter, so should be Kuo. It's not an year of Kalachemer of Yalfuses. That's plain logic. So Mimele, insofar as Bite Meishte is concerned, so the Torah mentions El Vasisho Bito Lisigales Bas Noves Bas Bito Lisigales Alvaso Shara Himozimoi. So we don't have a posik in connection of Bite Manusose, but we do have a posik in connection with Bas Bite Manusose. We do have a posik in connection with Bas Noi Manusose, and in connection with, in that posik, Heino is mentioned. In the posik of Elva Sisho Bito, Luisigales, Nasbores, Babito, Luisigales, Avoso, Shara Heino Zimohi. So again, Heino is mentioned. So we learn out the justice in regard to Bite Meali de Ishte. So there is no distinction between Bite and Basbe and Basbite. So in regard to Mianusose, so there is no distinction between Bas Bnoi, Bas Bitei, or Bitei itself, because of the Xereshove of Eino Heino. That's Ligabe the love. So Mimele, the love of Bitei, Manusose, is deduced with the Xereshove of Eino Heino. How do we know that there is Saife? The answer is because the Torah mentions Ligabe Hameise, Saife Befeiresh. In Vinisha Shayikaras Ishove Simo Zimoi, where she is referring to Vesem, where she is Zimo Visekhe. So Mimele Zimo is mentioned in connection with Hamese. And Zimo is also mentioned in connection of Basishte. So through that Xereshove of Zimo Zimo, we learn out, just as there is Sreife by Hamese, there is also Sreife by Basishte. Then, once we know there is Sreife, there is Misas Besden by Basishte, so we apply the Xereshove of Eino Eino, that just as by Basishte there is Reife, so by Bite there is also Reife. So the Iser of Bite and the Chiyuv Misas Besden, Reife of Bite, is deduced through Midrashe. That's why it's Chol. The Omar Rove, Bite Iker Yisura Midrashe. The Omar Rove, Omar Rav Yitzvav Dime, Ase Eino Eino, Ase Zima Zima. Alright, let's see the Rashi. Mer de Kula Arayis, Mashek Turis Naiv, So it's only Chameisei, and then Bitei, Bas Bitei, and Basishtei, that is Bisreife, and Kalosei Biskile, and then all the others are Kores. Kim dasim mit Rosh Hashanah oser olof chiyuv leitane. Vagdim v'reishu kam forsht. Kule namel im tuyuv mit Rosh Hashanah achis isho. Yikar yisraye, shasur yishmer bo bechol motim behedi eksim bo. Avo, bitay manusose, tayo masnis li yikar yisure, d'etzem mi yisar, is not spelled out mit Rosh Hashanah. As ye nehenu li yisure, as ye zima zimu l'israye. Di bitay mi yishte vechim baz bitay, uvaznei, yalfe mer vasisho, bitol yisigal. Vare bitay mi yishte vechol basisht. Aber bitte man so sehen und mich damit dich sieb er was ich schon und bitte so that means only when there is duschen there is ishes wie los in ishes da und die duschen maschen wie gole rachmone bi bas bitte u bas mei man so sehen bei kro er was bas bin kho bas bitte kho ist egal
So the Torah spells out the Yisraelvo of Bas Bite Basni, but the Torah does not spell out the Yisraelvo of Bite itself. In other words, of Bas Bite and Basno, How do we know there is Sreife by Bite Manisose? So then, once we establish that there is Sreife, so we apply a second Yalfuse of Heino Heino, that there is Sreife by Bite Manisose also. Or Yalfino Heino Heino and Basish. Alright. And that's the reason. As to why Bite is mentioned first. So let me mention Achesishelipsei. So the Gemara says, Aide de Aire Bisa Achmese. So Leisna Achesishelipsei, the Kurim and Eyalfinon, Li Yimptuim, Li Tamo. So Aide de Aire Bisa Achmese, Ton Achesish. Vileisne, lahai bove, the whole bove of Achise, Achis, Ovi Vachisime, Lipsei, Elo Tane, Kove Kovenok. So, in other words, the Tane follows up the order of kinship. I mean, whatever is closer is mentioned first. Tone Bite, Ubaz Bite, Ubaz Bnei, Vikrevi At. Well, that's the closest. So since he had to mention that's the closest shir bosom of the rayas. So mele, after that he had to mention the same kreves of the ishte. True, they're not so close to him because they are only the Bas Ishte and the Bas No and Bas Bito, but that had to be mentioned immediately after the Arayas that are Kreves the day that the most close. Why did the Tone Shlishadiris Limato the day? Tone Shlishadiris Limailo the day. Limailo the day. Chameise. Limailo the door. I mean, but it's so. So, because Lomailo the day he couldn't mention, because she's Asuro, because to Lochiv Miovim, because of Eishes Ovid. Vitone, so, Tone Shlishadiris Lomailo the door, that's Chameiseim Chomo. Vitone, Acheisei, Veacheisimei, the Krevi Atzmei, Vaide Daire Bisarach, Vetone Acheisishte, Uvidinu the Ligdemelikalosei, Mikame Eishes Ochiv Shaloya Belong. Because that's closer. So in other words, because that's not his direct craving, but it's a kurve machmasishes. And in the kurve machmasishes, so that's closer, as Tesis points out, than the kurve machmasishes of Eishes Ochem Shalim Belomim. Alright. But it's the closest relatives of his wife, so that is mentioned. ויתון אחיסימי, אחיסי ואחיסימי, תפי בעצמי, תפי מקלוסי, תקלוסי לאפקר ועושי לו, כי הדושים בנועים אסולו, ובדין הוא דלגדם לקלוסי מכם משלו של לומי, למה שקובו לא עושה, תלוי מהבחים נקרא מנוע כדבוס, וקלוסי משלו של לומי, משלוח מימי, למה שקובו לידי, הוא תעשר לי, בדין הוא דלסי קלוסי מכם משלו של לומי, ומכם משלו של מימי, נעמם שקלוסי חמירה תפי מנעי, והבו לתתחום לי, כיוון דלמוץ למין תתקור, Now the Gemara says, "Kashe umay yeditone the patriots leitznei Yisraelis." Why does he employ the loshen? Chomish es chnoshim patriots are saying, "Since the tzara servi vasulo, let him employ the loshen." Chomish es chnoshim Yisraelis are saying. Tere titone Yisraelis chomish es chnoshim Yisraelis are saying. Hava minos aliyav, avu michlatz holt. Komashulam Petres, there is no Zike, there is no Yiv Nochlet, Vilisne Asulachlet. If the purpose, the Tanah in mind, is to point out that there is no Chlitze, he can still use a Loshen Asulis, but Asulis Lachlet should be more at first that Maikorovit. So, why should it be Asulachlet? What kind of Misa could that be? The Tanah Gemara says, that they can do, so because of that we have to ask a chlitze, not just to say that she's too of a chlitze. So the question is, why doesn't it say Israelis? Why doesn't it say Israelis? So the Gemara says, "Kiv nimokim mitzvah de'asir etzor, v'shaloi nimokim mitzvah sh'arye, v'shimoche tone peitris." Now let's see the Rashi. This Rashi, we omitted from that Rashi. Oh, now let's see the whole Rashi. Leis nasu, my year the tone peitris, the mashik to resim v'boyim yam. Leis nasu leis, the vada asu leisim machashin eskukis leim, v'kaim v'isarishesach. Shabbas is out of Lika, Vikalachim, Shalom, Mokimitve, Avo Petris, Limishtami, Surah Mishim Zoros, Shabbas,
אלא הפס פתרוס המאים ואיסור השוכב עלו ממילד אבי ביסר יש הסך שיש לבונים ומשמי שסך הוא דמיצה שלא יבוא כמיצה דירקי so like שיש הרי יש חמורס מאילו so דירקי איסר יש הסך Alo Ishai. Now we are medayik from this Rashi, and in this Rashi spells it out, and Rashi implied it in the Mishnah too, that the aloha, the Tzora Servo, is Asuro, so it's not the Tzora Servo, is in Yuel, as it appears to be the Shita of the Miri and the Shita of the Ritva. But Rashi Shita is no, there is no new Yisrael of Tzora Sachisisho. The Xerzakosov of Vishal Achishal Isikal Tzril, Gala Savasal Bechayel, only implies that there is no Isik. So Mimela de Yisr. So Mimela de Yisr is a Sach Yisrael on the Tzora Sach Yisrael, on the Tzora Sach Yisrael. But it's not a new Yisr. But the Ritva and the Miri, they hold, no, the love of Yisrael Achishol is Sikha Litzchayim. The guy was Lachayel implies there is a new love of Tzora Sach Yisrael. Bimokim Yim. There is a new love. And the chorus that is mentioned at the end of the parasha Nachemes applies to this love of Tzora Sachesish or Tzora Servos. But Rashi Shita is not like that. There is no new love. It's only Xeras HaKosov that there is no Zike. So mainly the Yisar of Eshesach, the Yisar Eshesach is Chav. Vileisne. Now the Gemara asks. Leisne umayu ton nachlitz naiv leisne naiv lechude sadi bari teretz yiton naiv va mine michlatz chalze yivum eloim yam that there is no yiv because the tzora self is us but chlitze there is komashlon koleil yiv mein lechlitze v'chol shini yiv mein leil lechlitze. Now let's see the Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. Gleis naiv lechude do ika mitzvah si do ika mitzvah uchlitze nemeile mishtabe hava mine michlatz holz shol afki ha mitzvah siivim avol yivum eloi mishim jaz hakozu do yitzrei bo zikas chlitze do yiz komashu mas nisen hoi lupot rabas mizika siivim pturom na chlitze dechol oi lo lizika siivim eilo lizika chlitze dechol shein lo lizika siivim pturom na chlitze. So Rashi emphasizes that the aloche of Kol Sheinei Yiv Meini Lechlitze is dependent upon Zikas Yivim. Whichever woman has Zikas Yivim, so there is Zikas Chlitze. But if in a certain woman there is no Zikas Yivim, so there is no Chlitze. So it's mashma that only if there is nest, why there is no Yivim? Because there is no Zikas Yivim. But suppose there is Zikas Yivim. Zikas Yivim there is. But the Yivim Bimtzias cannot be realized. But there is Zikas Yiv. Then the aloche of Kol Sheinei Yiv Meinei Lechlitze doesn't apply. The aloche of Kol Sheinei Yiv Meinei Lechlitze is only Shayach when there is no Zikas Yiv. Let's see, Gabriel. So it's Afkoy of Zike. It's Afkoy of Zike. But if Zike there is, Zike there is, but there is no there is no mitzies in the yechatimtze yim cannot be realized. So then there is chlitz. Then there is chlitz. The cholayil is zikas yim, mel is zikas chlitz. The chol shein is zikas yim, ptur machlitz. Then Rashi continues. The cholayil chedam rino chiletzes v'lim siyabemes mishum svei kihim. So he says, but we find so many noshim that are chiletzes lim siyabemes. So whenever you find a nisha that is chiletzes lim siyabemes, so you should have a cloud that's because of isofik. Let's say if she's isofik yavo, if she's isofik yavo, so then it's chiletzes lim siyabemes. But so Rashi says that there is no chiletzes lim siyabemes other than isofik yavo. How about the numerous chiletzes lim siyabemes where she's asur to be misyab mid rabbonon? So the answer is that doesn't present any difficulty. Rashi doesn't discuss here chiletzes lim siyabemes that is in rabbonon. Rashi discusses Rashi's reference only to chiletzes lim siyabemes that is mid rais,
Midrabbanan, there are many. So every isha, just one second, every isha that cannot be misyabemes midrabbanan, but she requires, because midraisa she can be misyabemes. So Rashi does not have reference. Rashi does not have reference to a woman who is not misyabemes midrabbanan. Because the woman who is not misyabemes midrabbanan, so midraisa she is misyabemes. Now, but Rashi has reference to a woman who is not misyabemes midraise, and still chaletz she is. So Rashi says, wherever a woman is not misyabemes midraise, and chaletz she is, so you should know it's only because of a sofika. Now the Tashi is Rabbi Yehuda Rasikash against this Rashi. Cholichadamrinan. Ayn mitamon daf chofale from dale. Mitzorchiyum ktsas. Mitzorchiyum. What is it? What does Gemara say? Daf Chaf Aleph. So Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The sixth line from the Lamed. Omar Abid Lamarav. Oma kro, we also yivemte ashar. Shein tal dlima yivemte, ma tal dlima yivemte. Yeish lecho yivom ha'cha sheino lechlitze veino liyib. Ve'eizu zu chayov lav. So the Gemara at first applied it to chayov lav. But then the Gemara came to the maskone that chayov lav musam it raises mas yavemes also. Because of esedich aloises. Says, almono mineiras nlikin god. Grusha lekin had it. So midraise it can be misyabemes because of a sedi chalise sefer chachomi masatim on account of exeire bi yorishenu to bi yeshni. So the maskon of Gemara is chayov lav midraise misyabemes, but the drosha has application according to maskon of Gemara to chayov lav ves and the sedi chalise se viese. So misyabemes she is not midraise. But chlitze, she is required. Chlitze, she is required. So that's the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda when he says, "Ayin, likamud af kofal levav dalu tzorachim tzas." What does it mean? How does Rashi say that whenever we find an isha that is chlitze, so not misyabemis, chlitze she is, so we should know it's because of sofik elvo? No, chayu lam veese. It's not because of Sofik Elvo, so she's not misyabemes midraise, but chlitze she has to have chlitze. So how does Rashi say that whenever it's mentioned chlitze tiyabemes mishusveitu? So that doesn't present any strong kash, and that's probably the reason as to why Rabbi Kiveya says with zorchiyum tzas. Sometimes he says tinegodu, sometimes he says zorchiyum, and sometimes he says lozachis lohom, and sometimes he says. Why tzorchim k'tzas? So Rabbi Kiveya probably understood that there is a teretz. What's the teretz? Because the Rashbo and the Mir and Daf Chov, so they mention Yeshidas Rishenim that in Maskona of the Gemore, so Chayov Ilavim Ve'ese does not require chlitze either midraise. And it's only takones chachomi, but midraise not. Why? Because when does the Gemara mention? The Gemara mention yesh lecho yivom achas shein eile leib veile lechlitze. And at that time the Gemara had reference to chayov lavim greide, because the Gemara thought there is a special zeres hakosov that by chayov lavim, so there is no yib, just chlitze. So that was the Havam of the Gemara. But then, when the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Bahayu will have greater, so she's Misyabemes. Because as the Chalaisa say, so the whole Drosha of Yishlim Vamama, the whole Drosha of Yishlim Vamacha, she enabled him, Melechlitze collapses. So that means that in Maskon of the Gemara, there is no such aloha of Yishlim Vamacha. That was only the Havam of the Gemara. But Chayav Lavim Ve'ese, so the aloha is that chlitze, so that chlitze is only the Rabbanan. The Rajma mentions such a series of Shem. And the Miri also mentions. And Midraise, Chayav Lavim Vese is not even Chiletes. Why not? Because we have a Droshe of Kol Shein Eile Liyib, Mein Eile Lechlit. And Chayav Lavim Vese, so it's Ein Eile Liyib. And what did Eile Liyib? Not only because there is an Isa, but there is no Zike. Because since this woman, what does Zike mean? Zike means a certain marital attachment. That there is a certain marital attachment between the Yovam and the Yevam. So when can we say that there is a certain marital attachment between Yovam and Yevam if Natoh is allowed to be marital? But Chayav Lavim Vese. So Midraise, we say, he's not allowed to marry her because in Esed Echalei is a Vese. How could we conceive of a marital attachment when the Torah says you cannot marry her? What kind of an attachment is it? I mean, a marital attachment means that it can be realized, but if it cannot be realized, how can it be conceived as a marital attachment? So that means that Chayav Lavim Vese, in as much as in Esed Echalei is a Vese, so he's Afkoy of Zikasim. Since there is Afkoy of Zikasim, so that the Droshe of Kol She'ein Eil Lehim is in Eil Lechlitz applies. And two, the Gemara mentions the Afkoy of Medalev, another Droshe, Yesh Lechvi Roma Acha She'ein Lechlitz, that Droshe the Gemara mentioned in the Haramin, while the Gemara thought that Bachayov Elavim itself there is no Yim. So then the Gemara held there is a special Droshe. Masha'in Tikon Maskon of the Gemara, Bachayov Elavim Kreide, so there is Yim in the Reis. But when isn't there Yim? Bachayu Lavim Ves, and then I said the Chalei is a Ves, so that means there is no Zikas Yim. If there is no Zikas Yim, so there is no Zikas Chlitze. There is no Zikas Chlitze either. But why Shechelet? It's a Chalei Lavim Ves. That's a special Rabbon. It's a special Rabbon. So apparently, that's one Shikha that Rashba mentions, that Chof Alev, and the Miri mentions. So apparently, Rashi agrees with that Shikha. That it's only Rabbon. That's why, but Midraise, we cannot find a Chiletes v'loi misya v'mes, except in Sofika. Sofika. Yes?
Then the Gemara still at the score between whether there is species solution and not species solution, to make that whether there is a belief or not, that's also in the Hafnia connection.
It's not necessary. In Maskone, we don't have to resolve it.
There is species solution, even though.
That's right, yeah. So it's mashma from this Rashi that Rashi agrees with the Loshen mentioned by the Rashba and Loshen mentioned by Miri, even though most Rishenim don't agree with that Shita. And now the Rabbi Kveger did not have the Miri, but the Rashba he had. So that's why the Rabbi Kveger uses Loshen Tzorach in Ktas, because Rabbi Kveger understood very well, I mean, that this is a passive Teretz. So why did he ask and he said it's not a strong kasha because we can give the teretz, but ktsas sorachin it is. Why is it ktsas sorachin? The answer is since that chitas rishenim is a big chitesh, because the pashtes of the gemara is mashma like that rishenim and like the most rishenim. So all right, there are such rishenim, but if Rashi had agreed with these rishenim, he should have spelled it out. After all, it's a big chitesh. That's why he says it's sorachin. All right. Now, so Rashi emphasizes, the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara Sloshen is Kol Eile L'Yibm Eile L'Chlitze V'Chol She'ein Eile L'Yibm Ein Eile L'Chlitze Ein Eile L'Chlitze. Does anyone have a Rambam L'Ches Melochim here? No? I hope that starting tomorrow, so we'll have our own room, because we have an apartment, so we won't have to cause any inconvenience to the students, and we will not be subjected to any pressure on the door.
Yeah. The Rambam in Perek Veis Milchas Melachim says he discusses the inyonim of Kaved and Meire vis-a-vis Melech. So he says in Perek Veis Milchas Melachim Halacha Beis Avolish Teishel Melech. He says in Niveles La'achelayim Afila Melech in Nisi Al Minusosei. Because it's inconsistent with the imosei that is due to him. We also say kishuori, the loikishu mistapi, the loikishu bisamerchet, the loikishu mistapi. The ene chilitz, a melech cannot give chilitz. Why not? She nema viyoko bifonov. Vise bizoy. Vafil rotso in shemele. Shamelech shemochlal tveide in kvidimoch. So that means chlitze cannot be realized by Melech, because he's not allowed to give chlitze. He's not allowed to subject himself to a bizoyin, and chlitze involves a bizoyin to the yob, and I would say that's the purpose of the yerike, even though Yaakov Bifonov doesn't mean that that she has to spit in his face mamish so that the spittle will come in contact with the face of Yom. She spits on the floor, but she spits at him. So that's a bizoyen. So Mamele by Melech it's awesome. So the Rambam says, Vachel Rotso in Shemelei, Shamelech Shemochal al Kveide in Kveide Moch. So then the Rambam says, Hoyu Veine Chelit, Eine Biyam. Why? Because Kol Shein Eile. So all the Nisikelim say, just as there is a aloche of Kol Shein Eile Liyib Min Eile Chlitze, so the converse is also true. Kol Shein Eile Lichlitze In Eile Yib. In Eile Yib. Now, so since the Rambam says that the converse of Kol Shein Eile Yib Min Eile Chlitze is also true, so whatever is true of Kol Shein Eile Lechlitze in Eile Yidin is also true according to the Rambam of the Halacha of Kol Shein Eile Yidin in Eile Lechlitze. Now here is there, what's the basic Halacha? There is no Sikas Chlitze. The Mitzias of Chlitze cannot be realized by Melech because it will involve an Isa of Imosi Yalecho if the Yivome will spit in his face. So in Mele, it will involve an Isa. So it's not that by Melech there is a special aloha, there is no Zikas Chlitze. It cannot be realized. It's in Eile Chlitze. The realization of Chlitze is impossible by Melech. And because of that, so the realization of Yidn is impossible. So the same thing would be true of the converse of Kol Shein Eile Yibim and Eile Chlitze, that even if there is Ikas Yibim, but Bimtzias Yibim cannot be realized, so Mimele, the Chlitze cannot be realized either. So in other words, we have to say that the Rambam is Chilik on Rashi. Rashi emphasizes, the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara just uses the Lashon, Kol Eile Yibim Eile Chlitze, the Kol Shein Eile Yibim and Eile Chlitze. So that's all that the Gemara says. But the Gemara doesn't say Kol Shein Beizikas Yid Main Beizikas Chlitze. In Zikas Chlitze. But Rashi says it. So why does Rashi say it? Why did Rashi have to change the Lashon? So in other words, Rashi wanted to emphasize, to point out that you shouldn't think like the Rambam. That there is a halacha that wherever Yibim cannot be realized, so Chlitze cannot be realized. Even though on its merit, per se, Chlitze could be realized. But since Yibim on its merit could not be realized, so Chlitze could not be realized. There is no, that's the Shittas Rambam. But, so the Shittas Rashi is no, that Kol Eile Yibim, Kol Shein Eile Yibim, Chlitze only implies if there is no Zikas Yibim. If there is no Zikasim, Masha'inkein, if there is Zikasim, But b'mtzias it cannot be realized. So the aloche of kol she'ein eila liyid meinil lechlitze doesn't apply. Now we mentioned in connection with nida. So suppose she's a nida, the yivam at a time when the brother died, when Reuven died. So will that mean that if at that time chlitze was given, so the chlitze is ineffective? Because let's say according to the loshen in Teisves, there is one loshen in Teisves that even yibum is effective. The evet, it was even a nisa koles, but it's effective. So according to that loshen in Teisves, we cannot consider this question. But because it's a little yibum too. Vashein can according to the second loshen in Teisves that base on the aleph that yibum is not a because of mitzabu mavir or whatever reason. So suppose instead of Yibum chlitza was given, will anyone say? So in other words, can we say that since at that moment Yibum could not be ele? So chlitza is not ele? No. So we said the aloche is that kol shein ele Yibum means if there is no zikas Yibum. But if zikas Yibum there is, but at that moment while she is an ede, Yibum could not be realized. Even the Eved, it wouldn't be effective because of Mitzvah Abba Avera, special Aloch of Mitzvah Abba Avera. So then that has nothing to do with Chlitze. It has nothing to do with Chlitze, according to Rashi. But according to the Rambam, so there is Aloch of Kol Shinayim in the Chlitze, even if there is Ikasim. Just as there is Aloch as of kol shenil lechlitze, and even though there is zikas chlitze, because by melech there is no avkoy of zikas chlitze. All right, so Rashi emphasized it. The chol oeil is zikas yibm eil zikas chlitze. The chol shein eil is zikas yibm tov lechlitze. Now, the kasha that is raised, I think Rabbi Chanan raises that question. I'm not sure. So against Rashi, because by muberes, so the halacha is. I mean, it's a machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, but this is one of the few aloches where the aloche is like Rish Lakish. We pasken like Rish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. The general principle, the rule is that whenever there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the aloche is like Rabbi Yochanan. But this is one of the three where the three aloches where the aloche is the psak aloche is like Rish Lakish. So what does Rish Lakish say? Now, suppose. The Reuven, the brother who died, so his wife, the Yivome, is Muberes. So then it depends. If, let's say, she's Mapil, she has a miscarriage, so then it turns out that she's Kuko Yivmulachlit. But if she has a viable child, she's not Mapil, not an Eifel, so then she's not skukol yibmu lechlitze. She's not skukol yibmu lechlitze. And she's not skukol yibmu lechlitze. And there is a nisarish esach and everything. So suppose so there is a machleket between Rabbi Yechan and Rish Lakish. Daf lamed heyom et beis. It marachilis li muberes. Ve yipilo. Rabbi Yechel no amar inu tzricha chlitza menach. Rish Lakish oma tzricha chlitza menach. And the din is like Rish Lakish. And then tzricha chlitza menach. So in other words, so why that chlitza the chlitza that took place while she was muberes, even though it turned out that she had a miscarriage, so she's kukol yib and she's asur shilk because it turned out that she had a miscarriage. So and she had chlitze, so we should say the chlitze should be good chlitze. So Rish Lakish says, and we pass like that, tzricha chlitze, that chlitze was null and void. Why? So the Gemara says because of the aloche of kol shein eila lechlitze ein eila yib. Kol shein eila li, kol shein eila li yibm, ein eila lechlitze, ein eila lechlitze, and he was ein eila li yibm. Now, but zike Zike, there was, because it turned out that it was a miscarriage. He had a miscarriage. So Zikasim, there was. It turned out that there was Zikasim. But since Yim could not be realized at that moment, why? Because of his special Zeus HaKosu. Bein Eilei, I know. So in other words, it's a special Zeus HaKosu. That when can the Yim take place if it is determined that he was not survived by a child? Now if the wife is Mu'beres, and it's not determined whether she'll have a viable child or she'll have an evil, so Mele, the Ainol of this is lacking. So even that's especially as a Kosovo, Bein Eilei Ainol, it has to be established, it has to be known to us. So since it wasn't established at the time of the Yibn, so Yibn cannot take effect. But there is, it's Muchach, Rishonim point out, from, even though the Rambam mentions a certain shittes of Rishonim to the contrary, but he rejects that shitte because from the Gemara, we don't have the time now to go over the Gemara, from the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey, there at the bottom, it's Muchach, that even according to Rish Lakish, who says that the Yibn is no Yibn, and the Chlitze is no Chlitze, but suppose he was Boal Yivemte while she was a Mibaris, and then it turned out that she had a miscarriage. So the Yisar Yishisach, she was not able. The Yisar Yishisach, they were not able. The Yisar Yishisach. And the Vlad, let's say if he was born on the Yivome while she was in Mubaris. And then let's say there was a Vlad from that beer, let's say, so he wouldn't be a Mamza, if it's possible. So he wouldn't be a Mamza. He wouldn't be a Mamza. There is no Yisar Yishisach. Even according to Yishlokish. Now we should say, Al Pisvore, that in as much as according to Rish Lakish. So the Yibn is not effective, and even the Chlitz is not effective. So Mimele, that means that there is no Zike. If there is no Zike, there should be a Nisar Shesach. Even though later on it turns out that she had a miscarriage. Later on it turns out that she had a miscarriage. She had a miscarriage. So it's Mucha from that Gemore. That the Yisar Yishisach there isn't. So Rebbe Cholon says, so it's mashma that by Ma'uberes, if later on it turns out that she had a miscarriage, so there is Zike. Because if there hadn't been Zike, he should be either the Yisar of Yishisach. He should be either the Yisar of Yishisach. The Yisar of Yishisach. So Zike there is. So that's the kasha is. So how can we apply the aloche of kol sheineila leyibn meineila lechlitze? So Rabbi Chonon says, so from this we can deduce that there are two aloches of kol sheineila leyibn lechlitze. One aloche of kol sheineila lechlitze is that if there is no zikas yibn, there is no zikas yibn. That applies to achis ishon, bite, and all that rights. And then there is another aloche, another din of kol sheineila leyibn lechlitze. And that is that if Bimtzias Yibn cannot be realized, even though there is Zikas Yibn, so Chlitze cannot be realized either. Please read here. And of course, that there is such a halacha is true according to the Rambam, because we see that the Rambam applies the converse, and that Kol Sheinu Chlitze in Yibn. And there, so kol sheni lechlitze means that chlitze cannot be realized. So mele yidn cannot be realized either. So if it is true, ligabe the kamper, so it's certainly true, ligabe the original din, the original loch. So according to the Rambam, we have to say it. But according to Rashi, we don't have to say it. And we see that Rashi shit is not like that, because Rashi emphasizes, kol sheni lezikas yidn, meneil lezikas chlitze. So Rabbi Chonon is forced to say Rashi only discusses one din of kol sheni lechlitze, but then there is another din. But so why should Rashi use such an expression that is so misleading if there is another din? So it's not much more from Rashi that way. So it's much from Rashi that there is only one din kol sheni, that a woman who does not have zikas yibn. So it's a koyav zikas chlitze as well. It's Achkoyim Zikas Pritz Ezra. So then the Kashi is, so how about Rish Lakish? So Yibm is not Eilem, Chlitze is not Eilem, we pass like Rish Lakish, and still even according to Rish Lakish, so there is no Yisar Rish Esach Lim Afreya. So we say, Yibloy Milf Lim Afreya, even though he bore her. He was not Kena her, but the Yisar Rish Esach, he was not Eilem. So why? Because it turned out to be an Eifu. So Mimele, that means that there was Zike all the time. That there was Zika all the time. So if there was Zika all the time, so and still we have, that there is no Yisar Rish Esach, because the Zika is Mafkia the Yisar Rish Esach. So the question arises, according to Rashi, why does Rish Lakish apply the Aloha of Kol Shein Yibim and Lachlitze? Only Kol Shein be Zika Yibim. But here there was Zike. If it turned out that it was an evil, so mainly there was Zike all the time. So the Aloha of Kol Shein Yibim and Lachlitze shouldn't apply. So we have to say one thing, that according to Rish Lakish, since the chlitze is no chlitze, so that means according to Rish Lakish, the gzerasakosuf ubeinlei ainolov implies that there is no zike at present in the woman. That's the pshat of ainolov. There is no present zike. Ainolov, in other words, when is there present zike? If it is already determined that Beinele, but if it's a doubtful as to whether Beinele or not, it wasn't objectively determined. Of course, the Aloche of Beinele Ainolof would not apply, let's say, to a case, let's say, now the Aloche of Beinele depends upon the mess, not the woman. Suppose the deceased brother had a child to another marriage, then there was no Zika in this woman, even though he didn't have any child for this woman. Now suppose the deceased brother has another wife in Medina Sayam, and we don't know whether that wife has given birth through him or not in Medina Sayam. So then she'll get chlit. And then it will turn out later that the wife from the Nesayam had not given birth. So we won't apply the Aloha of Beinele Ainolov, because that's only a subjective suffix in this case. Because that's a suffix of his own idea, because we don't know whether the second wife that he has in the Nesayam had given birth to a child through that deceased brother or not. So when does the Gzosakosu Beinele Ainolov apply? Only when objectively there is a suffix. Let's say, if she's a Muberes. So, Bimtzias it wasn't determined yet. And even if someone will have Ruach HaKodesh, and he'll know exactly whether the child that will be born will be viable or will be an Eifel. So, let's say he'll know that it will be an Eifel. So the Aloha Beinele Ainolof will still apply, because objectively it's undetermined. So that's the Gzeras HaKosov. Beinele Ainolof. So that Gzeras HaKosov, according to Rish Lakish, implies that Gzeras HaKosov implies that there is no present Zike, as long as it's undetermined objectively as to whether there is a viable child or not. So there is no present Zike, but there is already Chaleis Din Zike for the future. And I mean, so you'll say, how can there be such a concept that's a mystical concept? I mean, it's impossible, it's not logical. I mean that there should be a Chaleis Din Zike now for the future. So we have the Din, according to the Tanya, who says, Nisui Mapili. So, but the Tanya will agree that if, let's say, Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, and Reuven is married, he didn't die yet, and then his wife will be Mizane with the man. So will anybody say that according to that Tane, that Nisui Mapilim, so in addition to the Yisar of Ishishish, if she is Mizane with another man, she will be either the Yisar of Yivama Lishup? No one will say that. How can she be either the Yisar of Yivama Lishup while her husband lives? But one Tana says Nisuim Apili. The Zike takes effect at the moment of the Nisuim, not at the moment of the Misa. The answer is, according to the Mandoma, who says Nisuim Apilim, so the moment Uven was Mikadish and Isha, so it's Zike took effect for the future, Alacha Misosish Uven. So it's a Chalezd in Zike, Lachazman. That's the pshat of Nisuim Apilim. But there is no present Zike. She's not considered as Yivama Lishuk. As long as the husband is alive, so there is no present zike. There is a chaleis din zike for the future. So mimele the gzeras hakosuf of ubei neile ayinolov only implies that there is no present zike. As long as it's undetermined as to whether the fetus is viable or not, so there is no present zike. So, but if it turns out that it was an evil, it wasn't viable, so then upon the mise of Ruvain, so Zike took effect for the future after it will be determined that he was an evil. So it is the same kind of chaleis din Zike like Nisuim Apilim, according to the Tanya who says Nisuim Apilim. So because of that there is no Yisar of Ishisach. Because inasmuch there is a chaleis din zike for the future, so the chaleis din zike in the isha for the future is also mafkia the isha reshesach. But there is no present zike. So since there is no present zike, so we can apply the aloche of kol sheinel liyim einel lechlitze mashenke in where there is present zike. But for some reason, let's say by Nido, according to second Loshon Teisves, that the Yibam is not even effective, the Ebed. So there is present Zike too, but because of Mitzvah Bomaveire, it's not Chal. But there is present Zike. Where there is present Zike, then we cannot apply the Aloche of Kol Shein Yibam in Eilat.
June Vamos, Yud-Gimel, Tishrei Heitav, Shin Lamed Vav, September 18th, 1975. Days, days.
Umayi yoye ditone min achlitze min ayibim. Leist min ayibim lechud. So, Nimor says, Iton Naiva Michlat Chotiv, and Loima, Mikom Mashmo, Kolil Yimin, Chlitzachoshin, Yimin, Chlit. So now the Gemara has the Kashe, Vilaisne, Minayibum, Nachlitze. Why does the Mishnah employ the Loshin, Homesheskh, Noshin, Petris, or Seim, Tzores, or Seim, Minachlitz, Naiven? It mentions Chlitze first. Let it mention Yibum first. Homesheskh, Noshin, Petris, or Seim, Tzores, or Seim, Minayibum, Nachlit. Inam, Nachlitze. So then I would know that Yibum is their own support. So Rashi says, "Gleisim Yibum lechud, doyikam mitzvehi, uchlitze meile mishtav, meile mishtav." So Gemara gives a teretz abeshali. Yoma mitzvah chlitze kidemes mitzvah Yibum. So the reason as to why the Mishnah mentions the Mishnah mentions Chlitze first because it accords with Abishol, and Abishol says that Mitzvah Chlitze Kedemes. Now what's Abishol? What does Abishol say? So Abishol is very kachilit. Abishol emir hakenis yivemte mishum noi. Now, turn to the Flamites. Tanya. Abu Sholem, Hakenis is eventi, Lishimnei, Lishimishes, Lishimdevachia, Kirib Kibgei Abiyam. We call him a need to Eina Elias about Mamzer. But Hakonim Emrim, Vomo Yobi Oleo Mikomok.
So according to Abu Sholem, there is a special aloch, Ligabe, in connection with the mitzvah Yibn, that when is there a mitzvah of Yibn if he is Mechavein exclusively L'shem Shammai? In other words, if he does it in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah, but if he has an ulterior motive, L'shem Nei, L'shem Mishes, L'shem Devar Acher, any ulterior motive, then there is no mitzvah. Then there is no mitzvah. And the Rabbanon say that there is a mitzvah even if he's not mechavein. Now that has nothing to do with the shaila whether mitzvah tzriches kavone, mitzvah sein tzriches kavone, because Abishol can agree that in kolatere kule so mitzvah sein tzriches kavone. But here there is a special aloch, and the rabbonon can agree that in kolatere kule mitzvah is tzriches kavone. But here, on the contrary, since the mitzvah consists in lukocha v'hoyso l'isho, in the kinyan, so mimele, according to the Rabbanon, even according to the Mandoma, that mitzvah sriches kavone. But by Yidden, so the Mishnah says at the beginning of Habal Yevente, that Habal Yevente bin Bishegig bin Mimezi bin Beines bin Mirotzen afil hu shegig vi mezido hu mezi vi shigeges hu anus vi lo anuso. So he's out skene. So he's skene. Why? Because since the mitzvah consists in the kinyan, so mimele kavone is not necessary. If the mitzvah consists of a maise grede, let's say sheifer, achilas matzeh, and so on, so then, what Mandoma says, if he doesn't do it with the kavonet to be mikayim, the mitzvah satore, so he's not mikayim the mitzvah. Masheinke, where the mitzvah consists in the kinyan, so even without kavonet, he's mikayim the mitzvah. And according to Abishol, there is a special aloch, ligabi mitzvah, that only if he's mischav l'shem shemayim, and then according to Abishol it's more than kavon. Let's say in kolat erikule, in all the mitzvahs in the Torah, suppose someone will eat matzah and he'll have kavonet to be mikayim the mitzvah, but it will be coupled with another kavonet too. He just enjoys the eating of matzah, so he'll certainly be mikayim. There is no haloche in mitzvahs res kavonet that the kavonet of the kima mitzvah must be the only kavone. In other words, if there is no kavone to be mikayim the mitzvah, is not mikayim. But suppose he has both kavones. He has kavone to be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah Pesach night, and also he has another kavone because he just likes matzah. He's hungry, and he wants to enjoy himself by eating matzah. So he's certainly mikayim. Masheinkin here, according to Abishol, if there is any element of an ulterior motive, even though he's mechave, let's say he does it l'shem noi, but at the same time he's mechave to be mekayim the mitzvah tov. So according to Abishol, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. There is a special aloch in mitzvah him that it has to be done exclusively l'shem shamayim, and if there is any other ulterior motive involved, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So it's a special aloche. And according to Rabbanon, there is no special aloche that there shouldn't be any ulterior motive in the ma'isayim. And so according to Rabbanon, even if we say that no mitzvahs, so it's chiras kavone, so it's in other mitzvahs where the kiyum ha-mitzvah